The opposition party in Burma, the National League for Democracy, today confirmed that the military government has been holding secret meetings with NLD leader Aung San Suu Kyi. The pro-democracy activist and Nobel Peace Prize winner has been under house arrest since September. Her party won national elections in 1990, but the military junta never gave up power. Bertolt Lintner covers developments in Burma for the Far Eastern Economic Review. He says this isn't the first time that there have been talks between military leaders and Aung San Suu Kyi.
In 1994, the last time Suu Kyi was under house arrest, she met with General Kin Yeung and several other junta leaders at that time, too. And those talks were discontinued because the government claimed that she was inflexible and it was impossible to talk to her. She kept on demanding that the government should respect the outcome of the 1990 election and they should ease the repression in the country and so on. And it's not inconceivable that the generals in Rangoon are playing a very similar game this time, that they will hold a couple of rounds of talks with Suu Kyi, then turn around and say, look, it is impossible to talk to her. Isn't this exactly what we said?
Remind us about the logistics here. She's been back under house arrest. A United Nations special envoy has been visiting there. Has he been going to her house? Has the military leadership been going to her house?
It is not clear whether meetings between Suu Kyi and the military leadership have been held, but Razali definitely went to her house in Rangoon to talk to her there. She did not leave the compound. She was not allowed to. And this is quite important to remember that Suu Kyi remains under house arrest and her movements are severely restricted. Most of her co-workers in the National League for Democracy are in jail. And inside the country, the repression is just getting worse. And since last July, hundreds of NLD supporters have been rounded up, sent off to different prisons. Local offices of the party have been closed down by the military. And there's no signs that Burma is moving to any more through political openness.
A couple of years ago, Suu Kyi's husband, Michael Aris, was dying in London. The government of Burma wouldn't allow him a visa to come and visit her, and she was actually afraid to leave to visit him because she would not be allowed back into the country to continue her fight.
It is absolutely true. And since Michael's death, the campaign against Suu Kyi has actually intensified and it become much worse. And that is why she, last year, took this initiative to better travel out to Rangoon. She tried to go to Mandalay, the second biggest city in the country, but she was repeatedly stopped by the military. She was not allowed to meet members of her own party.
Any way of knowing what the response is among the opposition? I noticed that the All-Burma Students Democratic Front, exiled opponents, called the news of these talks a truly historic breakthrough.
That is what the ABSDF said in a statement today. But given the junta's previous record of manipulating things to its advantage, and also to divide and rule among its opponents, it is very hard to say that this is a breakthrough, at least at this stage. The first thing that would have to happen, if you're talking about a breakthrough, would be a release of all political prisoners in the country, and the hundreds, if not thousands of them, in prisons all over Burma.
For that to happen, one would think that the opposition would need the support of the people. What do the people of Burma think about this now?
It's very hard to say what the people of Burma think, because if they open their mouths and say something, they end up in jail. And a lawyer, a 77-year-old lawyer, was sentenced to 20 years in prison only a few months ago because he had written on the back of a book that we have no freedom, our mouths are sealed. There was enough to send him, a 77-year-old man, away for the rest of his life in prison. And no one in Burma really dares to criticize the government openly. It doesn't mean that the government is any more popular now than it was, for instance, at the time of the 1990 election when the NLD won a landslide victory, but it won 392 out of 485 seats in the parliament. But the parliament was never convened.
Mr. Lintner, thank you for your time, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Bertolt Lintner is a correspondent for the Far Eastern Economic Review, author of the book Burma in Revolt. He spoke to us from Chiang Mai, Thailand.